Hey there, have you ever felt like the odd one out? Like everyone around you is going one way, but you feel like you should go another? That's exactly what happened to a man named Noah. And his story, well, it's one of faith, obedience, and one of the most incredible rescues in history. Let's go back. Back to a time when the world was a mess. You see, after Adam and Eve, the world kept growing. More people, more cities, more ideas, but there was a problem, a big one. People stopped caring about God, stopped listening, stopped doing what was right. The Bible says the world was full of violence and evil. People only cared about themselves. And God. He saw it all, every act of cruelty, every selfish choice. And it hurt him. He had made this world good, and now it was broken. So God made a decision. A painful one. He was going to start over, cleanse the earth. A flood was coming. But in all that darkness, one man still walked with God, Noah. Noah wasn't perfect, but he was different. He listened to God. He trusted him. And one day God spoke to him. Noah, I am bringing a great flood to destroy all life on earth. But you and your family will be saved. Build an ark, a massive boat. Make it big enough for your family and tree, and two of every kind of animal. Now, imagine hearing that. Imagine being Noah. There's no rain. There are no storm clouds. Just everyday life. And God tells you to build a boat the size of a football field in the middle of dry land. What would you do? Most people, they'd probably laugh it off. But Noah, he obeyed. No arguing, no questioning. He just started building. Now, here's the thing. Noah didn't live in a bubble. He had neighbours, people who watched him every day. And when they saw him and his family cutting wood, hammering nails, building this huge ark, they mocked him. Noah, you're crazy. A flood. You really think the whole world is going to be destroyed? Where's the rain, Noah? I don't see a drop. But Noah didn't stop. Year after year, he kept going. He warned people and told them to turn back to God, but no one listened. They just kept living their lives, doing whatever they wanted. And then something strange happened. The animals began coming. Birds flying in pairs, lions walking side by side, elephants, deer, rabbits, insects, all gathering, heading into the ark. No one had ever seen anything like it. Then the moment came. Noah and his family stepped inside the ark, and God himself closed the door. At first, nothing. The sky was clear. Maybe some of the people laughed again. But then the first raindrop fell. Then another, and another. And suddenly the heavens opened. Rain poured like never before. The ground split, water gushing from below. Rivers overflowed, houses, streets, entire cities flooded. People ran, climbed, screamed for safety. But it was too late. For 40 days and 40 nights, the rain didn't stop. The world as they knew it was gone. And inside the ark, Noah, his family and the animals, they were safe. They had trusted God and he had saved them. The waters covered the earth for months, but then slowly, slowly, the floods began to recede. And after about a year, the ark came to rest on a mountain. Noah sent out a raven, then a dove, and finally, when the dove returned with an olive leaf, Noah knew the earth was coming back to life. And at last, when the ground was dry, God spoke again. Come out of the ark, fill the earth again. The first thing Noah did, he built an altar. He thanked God for saving them, and God made a promise. Never again will I destroy the earth with a flood. As long as the earth endures, there will be seasons, harvests, and life. And then God placed a rainbow in the sky, a symbol of his promise, a sign that no matter what, his mercy and love are greater than his judgment. So what does Noah's story mean for us today? First, faith isn't always easy. Sometimes doing what's right makes you stand out. People might laugh, they might not understand, but like Noah, we're called to trust God even when we don't see the whole picture. Second, God always keeps his promises. Just like he saved Noah and his family, he offers us salvation today, not through an ark, but through Jesus Christ. So the next time you see a rainbow, remember, God is faithful. He provides a way, and like Noah, we just need to trust him enough to step inside. The choice is yours. What will you do?